Ladies and gentlemen, what up? This is BC. My voice is almost back, but I wanted to come and give you guys a quick live stream before the week is over. We're rolling into the weekend. These are the moments of opportunity. I just got off some lectures, and I wanted to come on and kick some game to you guys for a little bit before we roll into this the evening's festivities or whatever the hell you guys are going to do, right? Whether it's dating, whether it's just in regular life, business, sales, running a team, just life in general, I'm always asked how to be that guy, right? They say, Brian, you seem so on it in all these different categories. What is it? What's the secret sauce, or what are you doing differently from other people that's allowing you to just ascend and do so well in all these different categories and places, right? So I wanted to come on for a few minutes and break this down for you, okay? Number one is this. My purpose as a person on this planet, as a man, comes first. My purpose always comes first. I remember when I was younger, right, and I was dating a girl. I vividly remember this. There was a point where I hit a crossroads with her where she asked me to choose my sport, basketball, or her. And before she even finished, I said basketball. So even when I was younger, whatever my purpose was at the time was always supreme. And that has carried with me into adulthood and will forever. Now, does that mean your purpose won't change? Of course not. It can change. Through really bad injuries, I stopped playing basketball. That's not my purpose anymore. But you get what I'm saying. I'm led by my purpose, not short-term pleasure and all the other bullshit that people want. I'm led by purpose, and I've set out my purpose and defined it clearly for me in all these different categories. So with that said, I know what to do. When I go to sleep, when I wake up, I have purpose in everything that I do. Every movement is calculated. Every step, every business move, every personal move is calculated. There's a rhyme and reason behind it. The approach, talking to this person, networking, making calls, building my team, doing events, all this shit, building this channel, it's a part of that purpose. That's what contributes to you being that guy. Because to be considered that guy or girl, whatever the hell it is, other people have to give you that title. It's not self-prescribed. Other people give it to you. And then when they ask the question, you have to deduce and say, okay, these are the things that I'm doing to portray that and embody those things. Because that's the second point. All the principles and philosophical principles and all these things that we study and that we learn and that we talk about, they have to be your beingness, B-E-I-N-G-N-E-S-S, beingness. They have to be a part of you. You don't just share quotes on Instagram and talk the motivation. No, when nobody's looking, that's what you are. You claim discipline, you are discipline. And it's obvious through your physique, through your actions. If we shadow you for a day, it's obvious. Beingness, embodying these principles. And that's missed nowadays. People talk. They got big mouths. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. I will do this. Oh, the future. Everyone's always talking about what they're going to do instead of what they're actually doing. No, what have you done now? What are you doing now? What are you doing right now? I don't care if you're not at the top yet, but what are you doing right now? Right now. You see, that's the key. That's the key. And this is so missed. In that process, you may not have these things yet. Man, I really want to be super disciplined. Okay, if it's day one for you, you're not going to be ultra disciplined. But every damn day, you better dedicate yourself towards that and get one step closer towards what the epitome is of having those traits and embodying them. So that when you look up at some point in the future, you say, oh man, I am disciplined now. Look at what I'm doing. Look at what I've created. But it has to become a part of you. A lot of people tell me they want to make a lot of money in sales and in business and all that stuff, but you have to embody what it is to be a salesperson and entrepreneur. Those same people will then talk shit about sales or say they don't want to be a salesperson. How are you going to master and study and understand the very thing that you hate or that you don't want to be. That's backwards, but that's our modern day philosophy. Along with ignoring reality and all this other shit. It's a bunch of mumbo jumbo. But you need that beingness if you want to be that guy or that girl. You need the beingness. So as you're learning, as you're climbing the ranks, make that the focus. I need to become that. Disciplined, smooth, great communicator, on time, reliable, trustworthy, honest, transparent, resilient. All these things, you have to embody those principles. So start demonstrating them as soon as possible. Number three, again, whether we want to accept it or not, in today's world, you're going to have a certain level of financial prowess. You don't have to become a gazillionaire, but you better at least be financially literate and disciplined. Meaning, if you're making $5,000 a month, you're disciplined with where your money goes, you're living well below your means, and you understand money and what it is and the laws of money and currency. You can't just ignore that. Now, if you're going to tell me, well, Brian, I'm going to go live off grid, live in the middle of nowhere. Cool. Then that's fine. But maybe one in a million people that I talk to are going to do that. So that doesn't apply to you. You really need to understand the game of money. If you don't have money today, you are F-U-C-K-E-D. And again, you don't have to be filthy rich. Remember, only like 10% of people in my industry in real estate make six figures. And I think that statistic is pretty much in general too. So already if you make 100K, you're in the upper echelon. So even if you did that, you're already in the top 10%. But we need discipline, literacy, and execution around this subject. Because before, just like me, what do? We ignore it. We become insecure around money. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to look at our bank account because we're embarrassed. It's just something that we want. And then we want to wrap it up in all this spirituality. Well, it's not about money and this and that. All that is a coping mechanism for people. Because I've been broke as fuck. And now I'm very wealthy. And I can tell you, having money didn't change me. All it did is amplify who I already was. If I was a piece of shit, I'd be a bigger piece of shit with money. If I'm a good person, I'm going to be an even better person with money. And being on both ends of the spectrum, having money is the way to go. I can speak to you from experience. Not having money sucks. Especially when the people around you are suffering, and you know if you had some money, it would help the situation, but you don't. And it kills you. I know it does. That sucks. So build up this financial literacy. Please. You have to. Right? Number four is you have to be self-reliant. Now, does that mean you have to work for yourself? Not necessarily. Some people have high-level corporate jobs, and that's fine. But when I say self-reliant, is you stand on your own two feet. You have your own sets of values and principles and ethics that you live by. You have your own code. You're not just some sheep that follows somebody. You stand on your own two feet. You take care of yourself. You can defend yourself. You can pay for yourself. You can support whatever you have. If you have a family, you can support them, especially if you're a man. If you have your animals, you can take care of them. You can hold down your fort. Can you do that? I can. I hold down the fort for team members, employees, and a bunch of other people. My operation has grown. The Team BC Empire. And I hold that shit down. I can. I'm self-reliant. When the world shakes and trembles with uncertainty, I can provide certainty for me and my team and the people around me. Can you? Because I remember when the evil C word happened in 2020 and everything and everybody around me was crumbling and uncertain and scared and crying and getting desperate. And I held strong. And I said, me, as the leader here, I am a rock solid cement foundation. And I will provide that support and stability for you. Can you do that? Because if you can't, you ain't that guy. You ain't that woman. You ain't that girl. And it takes a lot of work to get to that position where you can stand tall like that, especially in the face of opposition and everyone else. Because when I got shunned off the internet years ago, everybody was against me. I got blackballed by all the corporate places that I would speak at and do tours. They destroyed my platforms and everything else. But guess what? I still stood strong. I'm still here and I'm still thriving. And I never left, regardless of how much they shun me off the internet and try to block me for years. Because I am that guy. You think that's going to stop me? Give me a break. It's just going to make me go harder. It's just going to make me go harder. And these are some of the qualities you need to start adopting if you want to play at that level and have that type of power in our world. The next one, I think this is number 5. You need to become a powerful speaker and communicator. Regardless of your background, what you think your personality type is, the world and reality does not give a shit. Become an expert communicator. Now, by default, a lot of the people around me, even if that's not a high desire for them, they become expert communicators because that's one of the main things that I teach and I just pour into people. But in the grand scheme of things, I realize how important that is, especially in this era. If you're a business person watching this, your ability to communicate directly affects your bottom line. Can you get customers? Can you produce content on social media? Will people actually listen to you? Can you stop people out there in the world and get them to listen to you? And then not only that, buy your product or service? Because if you can't do that, good luck. And that bar is being raised higher and higher. Because if AI is a better speaker than you and salesperson than you, what are you going to do? AI is creating content for people now. I don't care what you do, what walk of life, what business, 9-to-5 or not, you better step your game up when it comes to communication, especially if you want to be that guy. That is imperative. It is required that you do that. 1,000%. 1,000%. And I love this point because I sprinkle it into a lot of stuff that I do, and I want to beat it over people's heads until most of them or that percentage that's going to get it gets it. That's how important this shit is. And if you still don't see it, I sincerely hope that one day you do. Because so much of our insecurities and shortcomings and lack of fulfillment in life and all these things is in direct relation to our inability to communicate with ourselves and with the world effectively. Think about all the people who don't talk to people to grow their business or create on social media, even though they all have the desire to connect with people and talk to them and create social media content. That's an internal struggle because one does not know how to communicate. You first master communication with yourself before you ever do it with other people. You see, people have this thing twisted and messed up because they don't really know. And the deeper you get into this thing, the more you realize how rich and bountiful this study is of communication and the mind and the human being. It's incredible. It will blow your fucking mind and teach you so many things that you never even dreamt of. Seriously. Here's the next one. I don't want to make this thing too long, but I'll keep going. The next one is you need to remove all the hate and disdain from your heart, whether it's from your past, your present, or whatever it is. You see, people who are purpose-driven and have these qualities, we don't have time to hate and gossip and fuck this person and that. We don't carry any of that shit with us. If we have to handle a situation, we do. But the hate and resentment in our hearts is gone. 100% gone. And we just filter the world as it is. And if something bad comes our way, we deal with it, but we don't hold on to it, which is what many of you do. The salespeople who follow me, you have one bad interaction with people, and suddenly that's the talk of the week. Why? Let that shit go. Let it go. That's such a minute thing, but you blow it up and make it some big thing. It's stupid. It makes no sense. And if you want to be that guy, you have no time to do that. You have no space mentally to do that. You have no business doing that. Stop. I know it takes a lot, and this is why we have to develop ourselves and build our character over time to embody these qualities at the highest level. And I'm still working on it every fucking day. Every day. Every day. Okay? But there's some quick game for you. Take some notes and apply this stuff. especially if you go through a lot of my older videos, it'll help you with this. And when you're really ready to step up, then hit me up about coaching and consultations, all that stuff, if you're serious. If not, watch all my stuff here and work on this stuff, at least on your own, and start to put the building blocks together. Because when you do, then you'll come back and leave me a comment and say, you know what, dude, you were right. I'm focusing on the right things now, and I'm starting to get results. Okay? Have a good weekend. Salute. All the links are in the description. Have a good one, y'all. Peace.